Welcome back to Get With The Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grumner.
Wolverine.
And John, just for your wonderful, wonderful win that you took on Jeopardy, I made a really quick new soundbite for you just for one show and one show only.
Oh. Hey, girls at regionals.
Shut the fuck up, John.
Dang, you said fuck within the first minute, dude. I love it.
I didn't, Bill. Time. YouTube did. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Still you.
But if anybody missed the show, CrossFit Jeopardy on last Friday, I'm biased when I say this, was it. It was an absolute, it was everything I hoped it would be, everything I was nervous about happening. But you guys, John and Taylor just turned that into something way more fun than what it, like if everybody's just kind of like answering questions and being quiet, it would have been very boring. But that was like SNL level debauchery.
And I had a blast.
I don't know, John. You couldn't quite tell.
One you had.
I was very irritated one moment of the show. It was probably this moment. I'm like, all right, just I'm about to buckle it down, and I'm just going to start beating y'all now.
I just like how you got mad that it wasn't like a games workout, as if I retitled the category, you would have gotten the answer anyways.
No. I wouldn't have picked the category.
All right, that's fair. Peyton Adams, thank you. Thank you. Welcome awesome. For being a member.
Dude, Taylor was he was so off his rocker. It was awesome.
Yeah.
He went from so stoked to so pissed and then just buried himself. It was awesome.
I feel like he's been reading the level one handbook the last 3 days.
Oh, that was so good. And I think Taylor definitely was off his meds before he came on the show. And I hope we get an unmedicated Taylor every time.
Every time, it's the best.
We bring them on. But that was wonderful. So, John, not to spoil anything, but if you guys haven't watched, join the other near 4,500 people who have. By the way, you guys are awesome. Mm. That's awesome. And we'll bring it back in 2 weeks, and we're tinkering with the format. I was actually talking with John a little bit, and I believe Barkley, what is life? Best response of the show. Taylor just couldn't shake the work capacity thing. Two questions in a row. What is work capacity? I'm like, no, that is not the answer. Oh, that was so good.
I thought about trolling and like the third question, like, what is work capacity?
What is work capacity? Just it's worth the 600 point punt I'm about to send. Yeah. Although, you know, it's not like you guys didn't do that enough to begin with. But if you guys haven't watched it, please go back and do. You can thank Barkley for putting this amazing board together. We had a freaking blast. We'll do it again in 2 weeks. And I think the plan is possibly, I haven't confirmed it, but oddly enough, this was John's idea a little bit, is the winner of Jeopardy, I guess, goes on to the next show, traditionally. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, we're thinking about that. I do want to bring in like new trios of people in the space. It is like, all right, let's bring in the Talking Elite Fitness team. There's three of them. There's three spots. It'd be really cool. The Buttery Bros with Heber, Mars, and Julian. Or Julian. Is it Julian or Julian? I never know what he goes by.
I think he's Julian.
The other Marquez.
But then there's Julian.
That's not related to the other Marquez. The Buttery Churro of the Buttery Bros. That's the what they say, not me. Everybody chill out. Obviously, see what the Be Friendly crew do and see how like PC, Brian, and Bella do against each other. But we're thinking of, and this is John's credit, was John is so confident that he's going to win against any group that comes to him. He's like, all right, if I win three in a row, you can take me off the show and put me in the Hall of Champions. And if you get two other people that win three, we have an ultimate Game of Champions show. So say like someone comes in and they win three. All right,
it could be Bill. Like maybe nobody wins.
Yeah, maybe
three
Bill comes in.
Three in a row. Like,
right. Now it's either three in a row or just three in general. I think in a row might be a little depending on the day, but it'd be cool if we have a show eventually where it's like the show of champions.
Yeah, it would be totally.
And then I was getting like really greedy. I'm like, okay, 10 weeks. Man, if we finish 10 shows on a bi-weekly basis, we're getting really close to games time.
The week before the games.
And maybe if everybody's here, we can go to maybe a local bar.
Oh, dude.
And do a live recording of the CrossFit Jeopardy with podiums, buzzers, put a big screen on the board, and we can project the scoreboard and really do something and the speakers into the hole. And maybe that is our OG tailgate party with CrossFit Jeopardy champions.
Can you imagine that?
Listen, I'm a dreamer, guys. This is what I do. I just dream. We try to make things into reality, this show being one of them. Obviously, we got a lot of help to do that, but we're just throwing it out there.
Barkley just freaked out so badly. Figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah, if Barkley comes, we're just going to put him behind like some curtains. He'll still be mic'd up, but he'll be like the wizard from Oz.
Yes,
totally.
Maybe we'll just project his. Maybe we'll just big leave a hole for head. His face.
Big old floating head. Awesome.
A floating head on like a calculator. I don't know. I'm being very stereotypical. Sorry, Barkley. We love you. But today is our other amazing and exciting show, and that is Inside the Leaderboard, our Inside the Leaderboard system that we developed of having to make the open matter, making the open as part of your game spot allocation, I would say, calculations. Using your top finish in the open, average with your finish place in quarterfinals, that ranking your top 100 place worldwide between the two, and then that determines your top 100 strength of field. We remove all team athletes from the top 100 and bump up the field of individuals that are competing in person, and then we designate each semifinals in the top 100 and then give away game spots after that. That's our system. Today, we're going to talk about that, and what we're going to do is go through what it was like pre-open with CrossFit's actual top 100, then look at our system post-open, and then look at what it is now, because for the first time in 3 years, teams went first before individuals. So we're going to take out team athletes that now we know are competing team. We don't know all of them just yet because some might dip into the individual field right now, but I just looked at it and they are, I mean, we were taking what, maybe 10 to 12 out during the open that were either retired from competition or we knew they were going team. Maybe 10 to 12 total between men and women.
Right, right.
I'm going to say it's like 30 to 40 now.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, between the two. So we got some fun things. We got some fun things to look at. All right. And so we'll dive through that. I'll let you guys know what's coming later this week. Wednesday, Bill, you good at 1:30? Okay, Wednesday, 1:30, the events will be announced. This is 1:30 Pacific time. Events will be released noon Pacific time on Wednesday for individual quarterfinals. We will come on live at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 Central, and go over those events that day leading into what we'll be looking at is, okay, what are the first two events going to be for the first submission window? What semifinals need to get what athletes into the top 100 to maybe get an extra spot to the qualifying games, who we think might do well regionally specific with these particular events, right? If it's anything like 24.2 and 24.1, you know, John's head is actually going to split open and Europe is going to come out of it. Just the European women only will come out of his brain is like, all right, Europe is now going to have 80 women in the top 100 after the first submission window for quarterfinals, but we'll go through that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be Wednesday's show. Wednesday night, I believe the Savant podcast will be going live. John probably will be on there. Maybe Bill, maybe JR, but they're doing an update show Wednesday night as well to preview Taylor versus the world, which is coming back. And it's Taylor versus Colton Mertens versus Dallin Pepper and Jason Hopper again in every single quarterfinals event. And I believe you two will be a part of that show for all those events. Is that correct?
That is correct.
As and far we also as got, I know.
Yeah, Lindsay we also Lane got Fee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who are the two girls that are going head to head?
So Fee, Sagafi.
Yep.
And then Lindsay
Lane. She won Lindsay Crash Crucible.
Yeah, she's a crash athlete. Well, yeah. I don't know if she's a crash athlete, but she's a Crash Crucible champion.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun because it will be set up in a way that it as if it was an actual competition. So I know that they've been running on the back end trying to figure out, okay, judges or not judges, or how are they going to do the timing with it? And I mean, we're going to be running that, I mean, all day Thursday and all day Friday.
All day. And I assume all day Saturday and Sunday too.
Yeah. Is there something planned for those days?
Well, from what I heard, I don't know, unless you heard something different, John, I know that like Taylor's thinking, like, I just want to get these. It's like, I don't want there to be a whole lot of time, extra time and extra redos and all that. He's like, I just want to do it and then get it done.
Okay. So do you think,
but that might be different for the athletes that need to get into those spots.
Right. Right. You know? Right. Do you think they're cool with that so they can redo anyone's secretly?
Probably. I mean, you know, I think that this would get them out of the way initially, which leaves them at least on the second two workouts, or that second submission time frame, to be able to redo as needed. But I don't think that they're going to have where we watch them do the redo. I think it's we have the one shot.
No, but I'm saying on the redo, it's just their own time. They could honestly take a rest day on Saturday and then Sunday, Monday do. You know,
well, they got to at least get the first two. They at least got to get the first two, because the first two are in submission window one, which is Saturday. Saturday is the cutoff. So they could, if they needed to, on Saturday, if one of those.
Whatever one they needed, like whatever secret one they needed of the first event.
Which is, I'm curious, like the conversations they'll have.
The heavier one, right?
Maybe.
Like, I mean, I would think they would just do the heaviest one first and...
That's assuming there's a heavy one, John.
Heavy, right?
Right. Assuming
that's a big assumption to make, okay, John.
Okay. Hey, calm down, guys. Okay. I watched y'all's programming for the quarterfinals. There's some stuff I would want to do before other stuff. Okay.
Yes, I did. Did I say that I did the first one?
Do first.
Have I talked about that yet?
Nuh-uh.
On air? I did my first one, the 10, 20, 30, 40 Cal row lateral burpees, 70 pound alternating dumbbell snatches.
Yeah, and
holy hell.
Yeah.
I got capped.
I didn't like your first one, Chase. I hope that's not it.
Dude, it was awful.
Like just for me personally. Yeah.
It was awful. And it was funny, is I think I was in the round of 20 on the rower. So I've only done 10, 10, 10. I'm sitting on the rower. I was like, I should have programmed 50 and 35. This is such a horrible idea. Why did I do this? This is terrible.
Like going up is bad. Yeah, I did my the dumbbell.
Oh, yeah, you did that one.
The hang, clean, and jerk dumbbell on each side.
Corey did that too. Corey Leonard.
I like that one. It was funny, is like I looked at you, all of y'all's. I'm like, hate Chase's first workout. Love Bill's first workout. And then I would just go down the line.
Yeah. With our powers combined, we've got a pretty good cross section of fitness to test there. Corey Leonard tested it.
Corey did. That's right. I saw the video, Corey. Good job, dude.
I want to test another one of mine, but I don't want to get so sore and potentially do something that'll happen later. But you know what? This morning, milestone. I did handstand walks for the first time in almost 2 years.
And they're not going to come up.
They're not, but just in case, I wanted to. So it was something really basic. It was like 5 rounds, 15 cal echo bike, like a 75 meter dumbbell carry with 50s. Wait, dumbbell carries so much worse than kettlebell farmer carries. So much worse. And then a 25 foot down and back handstand walk for 5 sets.
Oh, that's nice.
It just like, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't even really for
a decent amount of volume, Jace.
Yeah, that was, listen, I'm not saying I'm the smartest person of adding volume slowly to what I did. It's like, I was like, oh, I'll do 10 rounds of 10 ring dips because I just got clear to do pushups. And then I like tear my pec after 80. And that was in October. But it was rough, dude. Like the first 4 rounds, it was like 5 feet, 12 feet, 2 feet fall instantly. But then by the last round, I went 25 down and 25 back. So I got the balance back a little bit.
Got those wheels back.
But it was anyway, going back to the 70 pound one, the weight is correct to separate to semifinals. But I was just like, it's all dumbbell. It's just that thing messed me up for the rest of the week. But okay, let's go through what we're here to talk about. And that is the strength of field that we have put together. Big shout out to Known and Knowable for all the graphics, all the stats, everything he pumped in here, taking out team athletes. I mean, we're talking like hours of work to put this together. which was really nice because it was kind of like, hey, can you do this for us, please? So thank you. Thank you. What we're going to look at, we're going to go look at the actual standings by CrossFit's top 100. Now, I was told that they do this weird thing is they don't reseed the top 100 after the open. They just wait till after quarterfinals, which I guess is fine because it'll change to whatever it is after quarterfinals anyways. But I was like, you got a 2-year block. Why not just do it so we have something to talk about going into quarterfinals? But they don't do that. So this is just what the top 100 was prior to the open for CrossFit's top 100. We'll go through their actual top 100 distribution and what those game spots allocated are and what their system is. And then we'll, oh, thanks, Spin. Spin, you can't put stuff out there like that. Don't do that. We're not allowed to do that. And then we'll go through our system post-open, and then post-open with team athletes removed. So let's check out what the top 100 is in CrossFit's system. These are our semi-semifinal regions. You've got North America, West, East, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, and Oceania. I think I said that right. Everybody okay with that? Oceania?
Everyone freaks out on the way you say it.
I didn't say Oceania this time.
Oceania.
Ania. Oceania. California. Oceania.
Oceania.
Oceania. Oh, Seamus, yeah. Where's, yeah. Is Seamus, is that Scottish or Irish? They're the same thing, right? I'm just kidding, Pedro. I know they're not the same thing. By the way, around the whiteboard next Wednesday, 2 p.m. The number of game spots allocated by CrossFit is more than what we do. When we allocate the 40 men and women spots to the CrossFit games per 7 semifinals, we're only giving... Thanks, Shay. Shay, are you? Because that seems like the female version of Seamus. Oh, I'm just like stereotyping. I've got to stop talking, even though...
Shay is a normal name.
I don't know.
Sounds like Shay.
Shay, Seamus. Listen, I already...
Chase is over here racial profiling everybody.
I know. I've already said buttery churro, and then I've already been Shay Seamus. Anyway, our system allocates one spot only to every semifinal. The other remaining 33 are calculated out. CrossFit's version is North America and Europe all get 5. South America, Asia get 2. Africa gets 1. Oceania gets 3. That's their system. Now, based off their system, this is the actual top 100 for the men prior to the open because they have not reseeded their top 100 post-open. They will do it post-quarterfinals, so the number we're going off of, this is actual CrossFit numbers. 27 of the top 100 men are in the West, 32 in the East, 27 in Europe, 4 in South America, 3 in Africa, Asia, and 4 in Oceania. This is the actual top 100 for the men. The cut line, Europe, Nikita Yundoff. We've talked about him before. Outside the top 100, Dylan Hamming is holding onto that 100 spot from North America East. You got 3 men in the East in the 96 through top 100. 3, Europe, Victor Hoffer, Victor Yundoff being 2 of those men on the Europe on the outside looking in. So there could be changes depending there in actual top 100 time for the men. And this is the game spots allocated. North America West men currently have 10, East have 12, Europe has 10. And then the rest of the 4 semifinal regions have the only spots the games gave them, 2, 1, and 3. So no extra spots are being won by these other semifinal regions. For the women, 28 in the West, which is kind of funny because when we looked at our system, the West is just plummeting as far as the number of women represented in the top 100, just if you went by the open in general. Currently, they have the second most to Europe. So West has 28, East 25, Europe 33, and then 4-3-4 between South America, Africa, Asia, and Oceania. The game spots as it currently stands... Oh, sorry, Annika Greer. Oh, look at the two on outside looking in. Annika Greer. There's this article about her in the Morning Jockup. Kira Milligan, both out of the East. Amanda Fusima out of South America. And then you have 3 women in the East on the inside and then three women from the East on the outside. So there's a lot of things that could happen. You'd want both, you want all three to get in and those three to move up. You don't want to just swap positions because you don't get a extra game spots because of it. This is how it currently stands. If we took the CrossFit Games top 100 to the CrossFit Games, this is the number of spots each semifinal would actually get based off CrossFit's top 100. East and West and North America both get 10. Europe has 12. And then again, like we saw for the men, Asia, South America, Africa, and Oceania don't change. They don't get any extra spots. They don't lose any extra spots, but they don't get any. It's just between the three majors. That might be insulting, but it's true. Numbers don't lie. Now, here's the fun part. This is where we come in. Because with our GWTP strength of field system, we use the strength of field for semifinals individuals only based off your performance in the open worldwide, average with your performance in quarterfinals worldwide, and we take out retired athletes that would be in the top 100 in CrossFit system, team athletes that would be in the top 100 in CrossFit systems, and master's athletes that would potentially be in the top 100.
And for this year specifically, it's not prior years, yes, are not weighted.
Exactly. It is what is actually happened week to week in the open for three straight weeks after team quarterfinals with removing team athletes and hard charging and have a full top 100 going into quarterfinals coming up on Wednesday. 17 athletes on the women's side removed either due to retirement or team competition. 17 in the top 100. Athletes removed from the open. 47.
Oh my God. Wow.
47. Because as some move up into a top 100 position, as some get moved out, they might be team athletes too. So I'll say Halpin dug all the way down and had to get fined. 47 team athletes removed. Wow. After the open.
I feel bad for Halpin.
Look at that. Here is your top 100 post-open and post-team quarterfinal. North America West lost 15 women out of the top 100. North America East gained 8. Europe gained 9. Africa and South America lost all of theirs, so they're both at 0. Oceania jumped up 4 to 8, and Asia still held on to their 3. That is after removing team athletes using the open top 100 only in real competition time.
Just looking at that, do you think that that is something that we would have seen all the time anyway, or is that just this particular year?
I think a little of column A, like this is pretty normal, right, post-open, but the programming this year was much different, especially than last year. I mean, last year you had the chipper of ring muscle-ups in one. You had a heavy max lift
thruster skews everything, right? So much.
Yeah. And then the last one where it was like heavy snatches and strict handstand push-ups.
Right.
So I would say much different than years past. This is a bit more of a volatile shifting, but we've said that is that this system works really beautifully if the programming matches appropriately to the tests at which we're trying to test these athletes from.
Well, I think that obviously, which is what's so important about, you know, us putting this together. But the other thing is that I think it shows that, especially in North
Sarah,
America.
Is Sarah panicking again? I remember the first show we did. Sarah's like, oh my God.
Right.
No, this is our system. We're just showing how much fun this system could be, Sarah. Don't worry.
But it shows where a lot of the athletes' heads are. I mean, if you think you're like, okay, do I have a shot at making the games, or do I have a shot at making semis, or is it better for me just to go team and then try to have a shot there? So if we have a lot of athletes that do the individual and they say, mm-hmm, okay, I'm not going to have a chance with these, with the way the workouts are, the way they're presenting, or where I am, I'm going to have a better shot to go team. So I'm going to pull myself out. And I see that, you know, especially on the West, that happened a lot. And then you don't see that at like Asia, somewhere like that, where the athletes are kind of stuck where they are. Mm-hmm. They don't really have an option. Like there aren't enough of the high-end athletes for people to go, you know, but we can really go if we're on a team. We're really going to make it if we're going to be on a team. So let's do that. Yeah. Or have them swap them back and forth. So it's interesting to see that.
I'm surprised how much Oceania went up.
Yeah, totally.
Because of how many of their top female athletes are actually going team. And even with that, they gained four more spots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but look at look at how many allocated spots they had before. And then the number of athletes that are there, it's like, okay, well, if you're not going to be one of the top three, mm-hmm. then it's like, why waste it? Go on the team. So dumb. But you're right. It seems like this, it's weird that it would go up. Unless they're looking at like, okay, Ellie's in, you know, is she going to do it? Not going to do it now.
She's
so
out.
These spots are, right. So these spots are kind of opening, but people didn't really know that to begin with. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, there's a door. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I can slide into that.
John, any of these numbers surprise you at all right at the moment? Maybe if this was week one, but we've seen this trend a bit so far the last three times.
Yeah. No, not really. I'm surprised how much North America West went down.
How many are going team?
I get it going down. I get it. But like 15 is so many people. So many people.
You know what that is, though? Is I believe we said this last year, too, is that the West is a less dense competitive field than the East, density-wise. But they're very, on the individual level, but they're very top-heavy.
Yeah.
Like they're
right.
To even if you get 10 spots, there is not 10 spaces of room with like the top 10 best that are in the field versus, you know, I would say like the top 15 at the West are just as on par at the East, but the East goes down to like 20, 25.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's still
just, you know, but the numbers I'm saying is reflecting that perception that we had last year. Yeah. The density field, right? The East went up by 8 when you took team athletes out and the West dropped 15. But that is a 23 person swing.
You would say Europe is three times as dense as North America West?
I mean,
three times as dense.
No, I wouldn't say three times. No. Double? Ish?
Double ish. Yeah. Sure.
Close? Half? 20? Yeah. I mean, top 20 versus top 10.
Yeah. So if North America West, I would expect like 20.
Right.
And then if Europe is 43 and North America East is 30, I get you'd have to change all the numbers to make it even. But that would seem more reasonable to me.
Oliver, Invictus accounts for 50% of that drop off on the women's side. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Right.
You're not wrong. But here's the thing. Those team athletes don't belong, in my opinion. I'm not saying anybody's wrong. In a strength. They don't belong in the individual. Not at the games. To have an influence on the strength of the semifinal individual field.
No, at the individual games.
Yeah. Right. Well, I said individual semifinals.
That's what's so important about this is because it's weighting what you're actually trying to weight. You're getting spots.
Game spots?
Individuals.
Yeah.
For individuals. Right. And only the individuals should be setting that
up. Let's click over to what the hot method will show. Again, only one is given off the bat to semifinals. Here's your top 100 smaller regions. I mean, look at that list. Gracie Walton, Caitlin Van Zyl, Hannaford, Sturt, the other Haley Adams.
See, like after Sturt though, I mean, I think there are North America, I guess this is Oceania though. It's 8, not 13. Right. Like I need to see the European.
Yeah. Like, West had, was it 13 left?
13. Yeah. 13.
Oh yeah. You're right.
Like, and I bet all of them can beat Danielle Ford.
Well, let's check it out. All right. Top 100 cut line before we go to that. Look, there it is. There's your West. There it is.
Right.
West, 101, 102, 103. This is why this system is fun. The Open is over. Team quarterfinals are over. You are walking into individual quarterfinals. You just lost 15 women out of your top 100, which is possibly 3 or 4 spots to the CrossFit Games. And now you look at the leaderboard, you're like, we have 101, 102, and 103 right there. Dear Brittany, dear Lizette, dear Julia, get your shit together. Come over to the gym, right? We're all gonna do this together. Like you wanna build that just competitive fire and conversation? We're looking at it right now. You're going into quarterfinals like you there. Ashley Wozni, get your tail in gear. Or you're on the flip side, right? You're in North America, like you're Brittany Bolella in Sydney Wells.
Sydney, don't F it.
Sydney,
up.
Please keep
you're
here.
On there's the
ring
line.
There's ring muscle ups this year. Sydney's off.
Halpin, for reference, after taking out all those team athletes, I had to go down to 152nd in the open so to get many. The cut line. That's the type of work Halpin put in. Hashtag known and knowable. Make sure you guys follow him. Stats, info. And all right, now let's see what that did to games qualifying spots. Again, these numbers are changes from what the actual top 100 comes from CrossFit. There you go.
Oh, my
there
God.
There you go. Dude. But look, Asia kept their second one.
Which they would have never had that chance.
Good for you. Yeah, that's very, very true.
Right? Asia kept – I know we're looking at red numbers right now, but
Oceania
Asia
– didn't get any.
Oceania didn't get any.
Yeah.
Europe gained 4. Now they're sitting at 16. East got 2. West now only West only got the ones. Well, they didn't get any from us in this system. They got 1. So they got 4, but they lost the 5 that CrossFit basically gave them from the top 100.
That's such a huge chunk. Oh,
we our women suck, Chase.
Easy, John. Who's in the West? Let me see this. Who's in the West?
Alex Kazan is our only hope.
What? Didn't she hurt her back or something?
She's fine.
She's fine. Okay. All right. I hope so. I would hate the. I got good big hopes for her. All right. Let's look at the West from last year for the women.
I said Chase because he was in Texas. Bill, you're the West of all, more West than all of us.
I am on the West.
Here's who, yeah, if they only took 5.
Look, so far, I'm going to say those 4 women would beat every single day the 16th woman in Europe.
All right. Do you want to? Okay. So let's just, for fun, because this is why the system is so fun. Everybody make a bookmark.
The 18th is Sarah.
Everybody make a bookmark. You've got Emily Rolfe, Olivia Kirksetter, Abigail Domit, Bailey Rail, and Kelly Baker. This is last year's 2023. All right.
Okay, so you 4 said of those women are routinely top 25.
Okay,
got the games.
Now, what was your bold claim that you just said?
All of them would beat 16th.
16th. Okay, let's check it out. Better than 16th place for the women. Who was in 16th place for the women? Andrea Solberg.
Destroy her at the game. Get out of here, Chase.
Dude, she has gotten a lot better at her weaknesses. Destroy. A lot better. She's better at gymnastics than any one of those girls. Any one of them. And it's not even close.
There's not a straight gymnastics test at the games. It's always mixed with something. You got to move something.
Handstand
to get
walk.
There. Danielle Brandon's going to beat her at handstand walk. I don't care how good she is. She would get destroyed by those women.
Madeline Pearson.
I'm sorry, Andrea. Andrea.
Madeline? She's good.
No.
Amy Kringle is the best person on this list so far.
Sarah Segmensotter, Amy Kringle. What do we? Oh, it is only 16 for the European women, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And listen, who's going to do what at the game? Andrea Solberg can't make it out of semifinals if you got to pull that sled again.
Well, true. Although on their surface in Europe, it was much easier.
No, that was Oceania.
No, it's also easier in...
Was it easier in Europe?
I think, yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. A little bit. Let's see. Who were the... Yeah, 13, 14. Well, what are the 5 spots they got? They originally had 11, right? Mm-hmm. So the extra 5 spots, Jacqueline Dahlstrom, Linda Keishman, Turi Helgadottir, Jenny Muir, Andrea Solberg.
So if it was... And again, it's versus performance.
Emily Rolfe, Olivia Kirksetter...
Abigail Domit, Bailey Rail,
Kelly Baker.
Now, if you know, and again, it's based off performance. So these women earned these spots.
Oh, I know.
North America West did not earn these spots. I want to start with that. But like, I think this should go to like 14 for Europe, and then all the rest of those spots go to North America West, and maybe 1 to Oceania.
Yeah. If you
13, 14.
What's the old phrase? Is if you want it, do better.
Yeah, no, for sure. for sure. But I'm saying, like, as a games field,
yeah,
what would be the best games field?
But then this is what we're
Turi Helgadottir.
I didn't say Turi. Did I say
Turi? Oh, no, you didn't say Turi.
I wouldn't bet against Turi. She's got
she's a stud.
Hey, she's one of my favorite daughters.
Yeah,
I've always loved Turi. Ever since I had to call her name in 2012 in my first broadcast job, and I screwed it up so bad every single time. And then I was Bill, were you with me?
Where was it?
We were leaving the stadium in Carson, walking to our car. So we're walking to our cars in the parking lot, and we're behind this huge group of tall blonde people, and they're speaking a different language. But then in English, I hear, and that broadcaster couldn't even say Turi's name correctly the entire time, and I'm like 5 feet behind this group, just shitting my pants. And just dropping my head. And I have forever been scarred from that name because it used to be the whole name, and I will not even attempt to say it right now. And thank God she has been okay with us saying Turi.
Dude, she's so cool, too.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
But that was a more... like, have you ever been in a situation where there's a group right next to you just shitting on you for like 5 minutes walking to a parking lot, not knowing you're right behind them, just following... you're just trying to get to your car. Yeah, you're already traumatized for the day.
I about the Medeiros family talking to my parents.
No. I remember that. that's a good one.
But that's why the whole purpose of this thing started from how do we make the open count again? And you're right, John, it is performance based. And you're right. All of those women would do better than the top 16 that we have here, but
they didn't do better thus far.
They didn't do better this far. And the ranking should be based on the year that you're competing in. Like, and that's where the strength comes from. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun.
It does. And that's all we're trying to display here.
No, and like
I trying to say is like this is kind of fun.
Not even fun, dude. It's just more correct anyway.
And I've said this before. I legitimately, like, in another world, say this is the system we use. I legitimately hope the first year ends up being like this, where it's like, whoa, what the heck, right? And then like seven games athletes from a region don't go to semifinals because the whole continent can't get its stuff together.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Like, and then, and then to see the next year's open.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
And I'm all for
just a bunch of hate fitnessing going on for eight months.
I feel like you want to talk about like a sense of community riling up again, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then after that year, once we win all our semifinal spots back, then you bring back the invitational.
Ooh.
Because then you have some continent pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that would filter right into that. That's
and
awesome.
Then once Asia and Africa or South America can get four people, they can be invited to the invitational, but not until then.
Oh, dear. All right. So this is the women post open, post team quarterfinals, team athletes removed out of the top 100. Let's shift gears to the men. Athletes removed from the top 100, 10 men, team drug ban for one.
The one from Africa is a drug ban.
Sorry, Jason.
So terrible.
Sorry, Jason. And then athletes removed from the open rankings, 27 more on top of the 10 there.
Dang.
Yeah.
It looks pretty evenly split though, yeah?
The women had 47.
I'm saying as far as like...
Oh, yeah. Yes.
North America, East.
Yeah, East. East has a bit. Europe seems to be in there. South America doesn't have very many. Not very many Asia. But these are ones that are like that bumped up into after the top 10 came out. And then, you know, Halpin just dug deep and found the rest of them. All right.
Same thing.
West dropped 7. North America, East doesn't even change. But what was different for the women is we had 0 in South America. No, we had 2. Very few. South America gained 2. Africa, Asia lost their 3. Oceania holds at 4. And Europe gained 11 for the men.
Good for South America.
Yeah. Fun to see. Yeah. Watch people improve or make people try harder, do better. But yeah, West. What's going on in the West? Top 100 men. Ah, there you go. Guillermo Harris at 28. You've got six up there. You need to take a deep breath. And what, I was like, nah.
What happened, Jay?
No, I'm not. Y'all can read.
You got Joao, Pedro, Barcelos.
Yeah, Steven Delgado. I got that
Omar
one.
Omar Martinez, Juan Ignacio Sferenzi.
Oh, dude, William listen Brio. To you.
I think you went Italian for that last second, Fizzini. The last one. Yeah. Fizzini. Now, that was even more Italian. Go less Italian. That was good. Maybe I should have just said the last one. Williams Rios. I can do that. You Oceania men, Jay Crouch, Ricky Garrard, Bailey Martin, Jacob Wheeler in the top 100.
Such a random fourth.
Cut line.
Sorry, Jacob.
Another South American men right at 101. Could that be? Oh, I'm sorry. Two. Mm-hmm. Mateos Moraes and Pablo Arut or Arut. Arut.
RJ Mestre right there, dude. That's a teen champ right there.
Oh, yeah. Right. Look at RJ sitting at 100.
RJ Mestre. Uh-huh.
North America East hanging on. Ben Sexton at 96. Then you got three Europeans. Andrea Russo, Sam Parkin, and Rock Dernikovic. Rock? Roke? Rock?
I would go with Rock.
I like Rock.
Rock.
We got a Rock. We got a Boss Hard. It's not Bouchard. My bad.
What's your name? Rock?
Rock. Dernikovic. I'm like, I'm not messing with that dude at all. Yeah, I didn't have to see his face.
That guy's 6'2", 220.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, Barkley. Sforzini. He's like, nope, he's Brazilian. Halpin, this speaks to that just numbers in the top 100 aren't equal. Oceania with four that are too heavy and South America with eight that are mostly bottom 50. True, because it doesn't matter where you finish in the top 100 as long as you're in the top 100. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Very good point. Watzami, are we still sure that's how you pronounce Oceania? No, I don't. Honestly, every time it comes up, this is the new Tori Helgadottir to me.
It's Oceania. We've agreed on that.
Oceania?
Oceania?
Oceania.
Oshi.
Oshi.
Yeah, ocean.
I want to put a Midwest twang on it and y'all just do
ocean.
It.
Ocean.
Y'all.
Oceania.
Y'all. Oceania.
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 I can't remember. I think Oceania. I was joking with Corey. He's like, I'm just going to say it so wrong every time on purpose. Okinawa.
Oceania.
Now we're getting, we're insulting the Italians and Brazilians, and now the Japanese are just taking a shot across the bow because of John Young. All right. Top 100 cut line. Let's look at... Let's look at...
We'll have a white John Young, a black
game
John
spots.
Young, an Asian John Young.
Hold up. South America man.
Go
got two extra spots in this system.
Guy is going to the game.
Guy is going to the CrossFit Games.
And Colton Mearns isn't.
And then whatever Scottish-Irish country O'Shea Johnson may be coming from. We're coming from Oceania men lost one. So that what happens it is like they have four men in the top, 20 to 25, but lost a game spot. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have enough numbers in total where South America does. So down the men have three, Africa one, Asia one.
Wait. So this means Bailey Martin would not be at the games.
Let's take a look, John.
13th place at the games.
Let's take a look. And that's the cool part there. So let's go to Oshinima.
Sarah Colton was eighth in North America West. That's why I said that. I do think Colton will go to the games this year.
Oceania men. No, John, not Bailey Martin. He still makes it. It's Jake Douglas, which I'm sure you're not sad about.
No, but this year, though, if it was like that, because you have Ricky and Jay.
Oh, yeah, because Ricky is now back. Good point. Jake Douglas would have been your third place qualifier there. And then what other ones?
On this year.
Yeah, speaking of this year, then let's see what North America West. North America West men. That is team. That is women. Come on, Chase. Here we go. 7. Nick Matthews in. Oh, no. We did it to him again. Sorry, Colton. Damn it.
Damn it.
We lost the Iron Hog. We lost the Iron Hog.
I needed to pull that sled harder.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, what is it? Which is, you know, where was, oh, yeah, that 36th one. What was the 38th one? Workout 5. Was that the snatch and run or run and snatch? Snatch and
that
run.
That was the run and the snatch,
snatch
and run.
Snatch and run. And then run and snatch. He's not, this ain't happened to him again, though. 36 and 24th and 38th.
And he's fitter. I wouldn't be shocked.
That ain't happening again.
Top 5.
Look at his other finishes, though. 2nd, 1st, 3rd. His 10th place finish, though, in the finale.
Was chilling.
Like, I did not think he had that in him.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
So he definitely...
He carries stuff around all the time.
Yeah,
you thought
you're
that
right.
Sandbag was going to be heavy for him?
No, I just thought it'd be awkward.
Yeah, but that's all he does.
But then the bike... It was two things.
I thought it was more of the bike.
Yeah, I know the toaster bar all day.
But like
every
day. Few people are going unbroken on the toaster bar. There are some, but it's not a lot.
True.
And that gives you any disadvantage you're going to have on the bike, unless you're against, you know, the four horsemen.
Mm. Oh, good point, Spin. Chandler is going team. So Colton's we got Colton back.
Slide.
All right, he's sliding. Yeah, there he is. We got Colton back.
Slides
thanks. Thanks, Spin. Back in the game. All right, whew. That's going to make me really sad. Sorry, Colton.
Can we see who the 14th guy is in Europe? Just so I can say how much better Colton is than the 14th guy.
Oh, yes.
In Europe.
Last man out. So we'll say the last man out versus the last man in. Anytime John can, he'll take an opportunity to shit on Europe.
Yep.
Using the West. All right, what do you say, 14th?
Yeah.
Ooh. Luka Vunjak.
Yeah, get out of here.
Not as strong.
Luka Vunjak is a poor man, Colton Murray.
He's fast, though. He's fast. He's fast. Yeah. Alex Katulis just misses out.
I bet he's sub-4 on burpees.
Victor gets in. Bossard gets in this system. Because what did we take till on? We took to 14. Mm-hmm. 14 for the European men. Let's see where we're at.
It was 16 for the women.
16 for the women. So 14. We took 11 last year. So Colin Bouchard, Bosshard, Victor Hoffer. I keep saying Bouchard on purpose, and now I'm saying it on accident.
You know, what's funny is these three guys, I have no problem at the game. I think they'll be very successful at the games. Luka Vunjak will have stuff.
Vunjak will have.
Yeah, but he'll
trouble.
Have home runs too.
Well, he'll be like, you know what he reminds me of, Bill? Do you remember Dakota Rager?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
5 foot nothing.
5 foot nothing, but just goes out and wins Amanda 45.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Luka, did he win it or he got close?
No, he won.
He did. He won it. Okay.
He couldn't beat his time. Savon was in front with the camera.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That's Savon's fault. Get out of the way. He's like, hi. He's like, no.
Everybody wants their 15 seconds.
I'm saying all three of those guys, though, I think could do stuff at the games. Where the women, I don't believe that.
Mm hmm.
And all I want is people who can do stuff. I don't want people who are going to go and I know they're going to be 35th place because everybody else is better at everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, like I did remember this for Luka. He took 4th in the Open this year.
That doesn't mean much.
No, but I'm just giving details. Yeah. Information. Do with it what you want. Use it for toilet paper, John. Fine. I don't care. It's good. Wipe your ass with that. I'm just giving some details. You know, he had a good Open year.
That's the best he's finished?
Best he's finished. And, you know, when we're talking comparison, it's just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Look, I'm just bringing up facts. I'm Jason C. of Media this right now. I am Switzerland.
We'll see how quarterfinals goes.
I am Switzerland.
If he's fourth in quarterfinals, I will be very impressed.
I'm just sitting here in the middle, just bringing up pictures, guys. You're the analyst right now. That's all I'm doing. I'm all I'm doing. Just intentionally bringing up things to just make John
Luka
upset.
To Roman now.
Well, look, John, I mean, I don't want to bring up. There, he's right there. So
that's why I said that.
He's better. Clearly, I mean, look at all the guys he just beat up. Look at that. My goodness, he's going to go win the CrossFit Games this year.
Hey, is Kale Lehman somewhere in there?
Kale. Boom. 7.
Yeah, so you're going to tell me, yeah, this guy is 5 foot tall.
Yeah, 60 inches. 5 foot, 180? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Now, but listen, I'm very skeptical of him, like, period, because he did not beat my time in 23.1.
23.1?
Yeah, with the muscle ups at the end, the 20 ring muscle ups. The chipper AMRAP.
He didn't
beat my time. You don't go from that to this.
Are you like coming on our show and just calling this person out to get us in trouble?
Will it?
No, I don't care.
I know I'm on the wrong show. This needs to be Hiller's show. But I'm just saying, you don't go from that to this.
Well, we'll see. That's the fun part about what we're talking about.
You're talking about the totally different event.
Totally different event.
Bill, you beat me in all the open workouts. You beat me. Saying he didn't beat me, and he's seventh best in the world.
Okay. And that workout that you're talking about from last year is way different than the workout that we had this year.
Get out of here, man. Come on now. Get
5 foot?
Yeah. Yeah. He's 5 foot.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
He has to have a car seat to drive a...
Right. John. So when he did the 23.1 that you're talking about,
he couldn't jump to the rings, and that's why...
Probably. And he couldn't do that. Like, the row took forever. The wall balls...
You got to row in the second workout, man. It's about how fast you can row.
That one, it didn't matter how fast you rode.
True.
At all.
And unless you're going for, like, a top score.
Which he had.
What did he have on that second
score? Oh, let's see.
What I'm saying is you can't be seventh in the open without rowing hard.
Nah, 18th.
18th?
Yeah. All right.
Dang.
Okay, you're right. I'm not standing up for him. I'm not, but like, wow, that's okay.
You're 5 foot tall. I don't buy it.
Yeah. What was his time compared to Colton's?
He got 9:47. Colton got 9:22, but Colton kept his score from the open.
Right.
And like that was the most...
From the announcement.
Yeah, sorry, for the announcement. That's just a terrible setup.
It doesn't matter. Like, you don't beat Hopper or Roman in that work. Like, you know what I mean?
No
like
way.
There's
no. Nah. Dude, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not standing up, but you're right. I was just thinking that like there were very different events compared to the one that you were comparing him in with your time from last year, the 23.1.
But yeah, that is a massive jump. I'm not elite in anything. You know what I mean?
Unless it's a
I like this.
Max.
Fit Wars 2, Young versus Layman.
All right, let's have a bench press off. Let's do it.
Reps ahead.
Do 23.1 again.
Reps ahead.
Do 23.1. Say, apparently you can row now. Apparently.
If he's
not
in the toes to bar of that second round, then he's cheating in all the open workouts.
Yep.
Oh, you guys are great. All right. That is our Strength of Field show. Coming up this week, guys, on Coffee Pods and Wads, I guess CTP will be on the show in just about 50 minutes. He is the man behind the scenes for the Training Think Tank podcast. What does it, Colton, call it? The Indominus Rex podcast. Around the Whiteboard returns. Hopefully the StreamYard plays well for Pedro. That'll be Wednesday at 2. And we actually will be coming off the heels of that show on Wednesday. So they'll be done. They'll clear out right about that time. We'll be going live at 1:30 Pacific time, where we will be going through events of the quarterfinal. So they'll get released at noon Pacific. We'll go live at 1:30 Pacific. We'll go through all four events. We'll look at the events and how it may play in the favor of different semifinals and see if we can predict possibly what changes could be coming going into quarterfinals. After that, we'll have a show on the weekend. We just have it queued up now, but we'll have a midway point update for Inside the Leaderboard. So we are taking your worldwide finish in the open for our strength of field system. Sarah, this is just for fun. And after submission window one, the human calculator that is known and knowable and Mike Halpin are going to try to update the entire process within about a 12 to 24 hour. And not only will we look at the strength of field, but we'll also recap who's in and who's out of qualifying positions to semifinals. So it'll be a two-part show. Well, really a three-part show. We'll look at the strength of field for hours. We'll see what spots are still available with two events left in quarterfinals. Last chance. We'll see who's in, who's out in the top 100. And then we'll look at who's in, who's out in semifinal qualifying spots for every semifinal for the 40 men and 40 women. Any notable names in, notable names out, people on the bubble. We'll look at the last two events, see who could maybe make a move in the final push. And then once that's done, we'll have one final show once everything is official. We'll do that on the following Wednesday when most of the leaderboard is getting confirmed. It'll still take about a week. They should only take about a week to get final, and then we'll see what our quarterfinals would look like. And then as well as CrossFit will redo their top 100. So we got three shows coming up. Not just that, but we also have the main event over the weekend, and that is Taylor versus the World on the Savant podcast. Again, they've got a show scheduled Wednesday night that where they will recap going into the Thursday shows. And if you guys go to the Savant podcast channel, they have all four workouts queued up, ready to go. Dallin Pepper, Taylor Self, Jason Hopper, and Colton Mertens in a four-way battle of shit talk domination, as well as $5,000 on the line. And not last but not least, the Heat One app is live. It has these on there. Make sure you guys download the Heat One app. You can vote. You can pick. Is it going to be top four order each time? You guys know how it's going to be?
I don't know how they can open it until the workouts are announced. So once the workouts are announced, I would go in and make your picks, mm-hmm. and then we'll know after that. I'm not sure, but maybe Wednesday, I'm sure Tyler will tell everybody how to do everything on the spin.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Then are you guys doing a night show on Wednesday?
Yeah. Every Wednesday, 6:30 Central.
6:30 Central. So spin will be live. They'll be going through the events. They'll be talking about Heat One. Obviously, Tyler's on that show with you guys, with you and spin. So a lot of stuff this week. So I hope you guys are setting your alarms. Hit the, what is it? The remind me buttons, the notify me buttons. Right? You'll get all that because there's a lot going down. It is
it's going to be a busy week.
A bombardment on the worldwide space of CrossFit Media, which is fantastic.
Well, the thing is that all of us CrossFitters want to have CrossFit stuff to watch, and since CrossFit's not going to do it.
You're supposed to say earmuffs before you say shit like that, Bill.
Oh, I was talking to John. Were you here? I didn't even see you there. Sorry.
I agree. I would 100%. CrossFit is trash, Bill.
Hey. You're supposed to give me a heads up.
We're having a conversation. Right
what are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say the thing.
Go chase a rabbit. Chase.
Wait, I guess I have the power to do. Okay,
hey,
I have the
power. All I do is say earmuffs to him.
All right,
cool. Earmuffs. They can say fuck, shit, bitch, whatever you want. Cock, balls. Okay, I'm just proving a point. You don't have to celebrate, Frank.
Are you nervous on Wednesday?
Yeah, dude. Very, very.
Me too.
You probably could hop on our show if you want. Just come in and scream. If you want to just come in and go, these are terrible.
We'll see. I'm really hoping that it's not all bad.
Yeah.
I have hope.
Okay. So do I. And he's back.
You guys are going to get me fired. All right, gang. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're all caught up. We know what's happening. We know it's on the horizon. We know it's on the line. Events get released on Wednesday, again, at noon Pacific, and that's when the shows go off. We'll be live. Spin will be live. Savant will be live all day going into the weekend. There's, what, $5,000 on the line for Taylor? I believe I just heard there's a prize, like a cash prize coming on the Heat One app. I don't know if that's officially been announced yet.
$5,000 for the winner of quarterfinals to either any of them.
Quarterfinals?
For Taylor's
of the guy. Four guys. Yeah.
Of the four guys.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
$5,000.
Yeah. I was talking about the Heat One app.
For the Heat One app.
Is that official, though? I don't want to say anything before it's official.
Let's just wait till we know.
Yeah. You guys just go download it and get in there.
It's bigger than anything they've done before.
Let's see. Heat One. Yeah. I think Tyler just put up a over under percentage
of when $2,500
of when I get fired from CrossFit. I feel like that just got put up on the Heat One app. Thanks to Bill and John's conversation right now. Download the Heat One app. I did. It's right there. And if you guys look at picks, let's see. Balling with the boys.
$2,500.
Ooh. Dang. Oh, is there? Oh, I didn't see that. You can vote for rope climbs or GHDs. No and no. I voted no and no. That is not happening.
You should have framed it.
Oh, and then there's, yeah, there's a Taylor versus the world option. There you go. Taylor versus the world option. Yes. All right. So it's live. Download the Heat One app, guys. It's there. Winner's going to win stuff. I didn't say it. Comments did, and John read it. Oh, it's live? Okay. I guess we can say it. $2,500?
Yep.
Holy crap. Y'all, download it. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Now, if I could only change my photo. At least we have a photo. Baby steps. Baby steps. All right, John, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. John, Bill, if we, I guess I'll see you before you guys go live, but good luck. Good luck calling the action. Taylor versus the world.
I'm excited.
Hit your notifications, people. Support the friends in the space. Go watch Coffee Pods and Wads in about 40 minutes, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday.